Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Are you serious? Oh my God, it is. This is the last day of September. I didn't even pick up on that. It's the Monica J Show. This is just flying by when you're stuck in lockdown. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. Make sure you meander on over to our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. If 2020 were a movie, which one do you think it would be? We've already got some great answers. Grumpy Old Men, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I think that's coming actually with Bill Gates. But yesterday's poll question, all about the debate. Were you planning on listening to it or watching it? And 86% of those participating said, yes, absolutely. Not going to miss this one. And the ratings, absolutely huge. So we're talking about the debates today, and we've got two more. People are saying that Biden was wearing a wire. I don't think so. I think that was probably just a charging system. You know, you plug them in and let it go. But answer the poll question, and thank you so much. Courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. We appreciate that. So I have to do this quickly.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Do a little birthday ditty there. So.
You did not invite. You did not tell me you were going to do that before you invited me on.
Well, I thought I would surprise you.
Well, today thank you. It's a birthday surprise. Thank you.
Today is our very own Jerry Evans' birthday. So I'm, you know, typical aging woman. Even though I say how old I am, I'm not going to ask you how old you are because I know we get sensitive at a certain point. And I do have a story coming up on about COVID and how it affects men who have lowering testosterone levels. So we'll save that for later.
Please do. You'll make me cry.
Well, we just want to keep you safe.
So. Okay, what's that great line from Miracle on 34th Street when they ask Kris Kringle how old he is? I'm as old as, I probably get it backwards. I'm as old as my gums, younger than my teeth or something like that. Unfortunately, I still have them.
Well, hey, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So let's talk about the debate. Did you watch it last night?
What debate?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's. of course I did. In fact, I got together with some great friends and watched it. And, here's my two cents. I don't think the needle changed for anyone, with the exception of I think it was good for Biden because he got through it without being a bumbling fool. Like he didn't announce that he was certain that he had a 40-year record and that he would beat Biden, which he did on an interview recently, which if you keep listening, you'll hear that on the air. So I don't think Trump supporters, including myself, were dissuaded from voting for him because of his demeanor. But I think probably there's, and I couldn't, I'd only guess, maybe 1 or 2% that weren't sure about voting for Biden because of his incompetence, dishonesty, idiocy, on and on and on. They might have been persuaded that, he's not as bad as I thought he might be, and they may vote for him. He had certainly had a good fundraising hour after the debate. So I think if anything...
Yeah, I'm sure BLM was all over that.
Yeah, I think if anything, go to the BLM site and you'll go to, if you want to donate to Joe Biden, go through BLM or Antifa.
Same with
or
Antifa.com.
Yeah, okay. There you go. So
I think that was the big one, though, that just made people gasp. He might as well have used Nadler's line and said Antifa is a myth and the riots are a myth.
Yeah.
Because that line about Antifa, I thought was just devastating. People were blown away that he would even say that.
And should not be surprised that the media, Chris Wallace did not call him out on that. All of our listeners that have called in that I've been able to catch part of the conversation are absolutely right. I could give you several examples. For example, when Chris Wallace pointed out the job growth during the last 3 years of the Obama, by the way, the only 3 years of an eight-year administration of the job growth, did not point out Donald Trump's and the Trump administration's job growth in 3 years, in the first 3 years. So, yeah, the media is against Republicans, but unfortunately, and let's be honest and thinkers, and for those of you that are going to jump to the conclusion right away that I'm an anti-Trumper, I don't like Trump, I'll say it again. I've said it several times. I think he could be the best president in my lifetime, but I will not be critical when there are issues, because Republicans seem to they seem to be their own worst enemy, and they seem to be able to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory just about every election cycle. Mm-hmm. It was announced over the last couple of days that Trump decided that he would not do any prep. And so maybe he didn't do any prep. It sure didn't seem like he had done any prep, because he could have answered some of those questions, and we can all be armchair quarterbacks and be critical of it, not only while it's going on, but the next day on the radio. he could have addressed those several times. I wish he would finish a sentence when he starts one. And I wish he would listen to perhaps a staff that would say, hey, you know, boss, there were a couple of things that you could have done better. Could we just sit down and go over some of those before the next debate? Because he got the best ride that he's going to get from a moderator in Chris Wallace, a liberal Democrat from New York, who just happens to work under Fox News. And it's obvious that Fox News has changed since the children have taken it with their liberal guilt. Have taken over Fox News, so that was the easiest ride.
That's
the easiest ride he's going to get. And why Republicans every election cycle continue, presidential races in particular, continue to agree to a debate or debates moderated by liberals or uber liberals, I do not know. Why they feel they have to. I think you'd been better off not doing any debate unless there was somebody with a legitimate, balanced,
Dana Perino.
Well, she would probably be pretty good. But, you know, some sort of a balanced, objective look at both and follow up with a question. When somebody makes a false statement, they should follow up. Say, what do you mean it's just an idea? Antifa's just an idea? Have you not seen what's happened in Portland, in Seattle, any of these cities?
That's what my husband and I were discussing on the way home, is there is an easy way to do equal time and moderate these things, but they just don't seem to do it. So they want the chaos. They want the talking over each other. And the audience doesn't want that. They want to hear the answers. Because Biden's just going to step in it himself.
You know, who else would be really good? I think actually maybe even better than Dana Perino would be Shannon Bream. You notice, and I don't watch much television, but I was always impressed that when she has people with opposing views and why they think that's entertaining, I don't know, because I always know which way Juan Williams is going to come out on a particular topic. So I think she's always good about not letting people start stepping all over themselves and the other person. But who knows? But anyway, my two cents is that I think that benefited Biden more than it did Trump. And I just wish at some point in the future, Republicans would wake up and either say, this, we will agree to this person as a moderator, and maybe you give up one liberal moderator for one debate in exchange for maybe a conservative. You can't, again, just to try to get that balanced, a conservative moderator for another debate,
as opposed to, because moderators have one of each.
Yeah, Yeah. And the kill button, too. It's great in radio, as you know, when you're having maybe a two-way or a three-way conversation, if somebody is just continuing to talk over you or talk over your guest, very easy to just hit the off switch. Yeah, and I've moderated.
That's why I say these can be done professionally. Yeah. They don't want that.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, hang on the line because we've got a caller and he wants to talk to you as well. So let's continue our conversation on the debate and check in with Lance this morning.
Well, this better be good, Lance.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'd like to kind of simplify things if I could.
Please.
And I may be oversimplifying. I don't think so. But to prevent everybody's head from exploding. And over the debates and so on and so forth, I just like to say that if Biden gets elected, we're going to be a socialist country within 5 years. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Healthcare doesn't matter. Everything that everybody's trying to discuss and going through in their head and flip-flopping over, it's not going to matter. We've lost, completely have lost the big picture. It's not within what policies or any, it's not going to matter. 5 years, we will be a socialist country.
So what's your prediction, Lance?
Well, my prediction is that Trump's going to kill him. I mean, as far as, you know, the votes and all that, I think Trump's going to win.
You weren't saying literally he's going to kill him.
No, not literally. I meant at the polls.
Right. I have this little thing in the back of my mind that I think, I don't know why I have this number, 42, 43 states that I think... Trump will win, and it could be a trouncing. I don't think we'll ever see another Reagan 49-state victory from anybody.
No.
California is gone. In fact, I just spent some time down in California with my family over the weekend and talking, and my older sister, too. I said, you know, unfortunately, California is done. It's toast. It's gone, never to recover. And she said, unfortunately, I'm pretty sure I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So California, mm-hmm. Washington, yeah. Oregon, New York, couple of other New England states are gone and gone for good. So, but I have this little, I'm cautiously, I usually say I'm cautiously pessimistic, but I'm cautiously optimistic that I think Trump will win. But then again, I still go back, despite the fact that it was Mitt Romney, I still go back to this country reelecting Barack Hussein Obama during the economy that we had, and that economy was created or essentially was destroyed by Obama.
They've also learned how to cheat better.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean,
within the
34 felony convictions in Texas. Oh,
yeah.
2018.
So. Yeah, well, and that's one thing I said, I think, the last time I was on the air, is why is it that a particular political party has to look for every way possible to cheat, to win? And they are. I mean, it's happening within this building. My bookkeeper just brought up, somebody sent this to us, Monica, you'll get it, is people are getting multiple ballots or they're not getting ballots at all. I've already got mine. But
you're taking out of your mailbox.
Yeah, it's just insane.
Yeah.
And these conspiracy theories about the House electing the president because it can't be decided by the voters by the time January 22nd or 3rd rolls around is not too far-fetched, given what's going on today. And every media outlet that continues to repeat this thing that there's no evidence of voter fraud, including, again, let's be honest, the FBI director who Donald Trump appoints and keeps in office and has had there way too long, Christopher Wray, he should have been gone 2 years ago. But he's in office. And again, I go back to from the very beginning. Who picked Jeff Sessions? Who kept Jeff Sessions? The reason why we had the Mueller investigation was because of Jeff Sessions. On and on and on. Well, the guy that appointed him is responsible for that. So that's all.
I just feel that we're kind of missing the big picture here as to, you know, it's real simple. If you're on the fence about something, know this. 5 years, Biden's elected, we're socialist country. Again, what else do you need to know?
Well, let me just correct you there.
You're not truly electing Biden. You're electing AOC and Bernie Sanders and all those who are controlling the issues.
And it's not going to take 5 years, and that's where I'm correcting you. It's going to take about 12 months.
You're probably right. It'll probably be sooner than that.
12 months.
But like I said, I don't need to know as far as being a voter. I don't need to know any more than that right now. Okay, policy, debate. Look, if he's elected, we're losing our America, period. End of story. I don't need to know anything more than that. I don't need to watch a debate. I don't need to know how good Donald Trump did or didn't do. I know for a fact that if we elect Biden, we are going to be a socialist country. And you know what? That's all I need to know.
Well, thank you, Vance, and thank you for that happy birthday wish to me.
Happy birthday, Jared. My bad.
I don't remember hearing.
No, and again, that's the thing, Monica, is that the alternative is so far out there, that the alternative being Biden, AOC, and the whole, well, you know, let's be honest, Kamala Harris for president. The alternative to Trump is so bad. Even if you hate Trump's demeanor, even if you hate everything about the man, you have to look at his policies and what he does for the country and how he stands up for the country.
Nobel
and how he
Peace Prize nominations.
Everything he does is for the good of the country. And but you just can't, when you're talking to a liberal whose mind's made up, it's like speaking to a brick wall. So just make sure you can convince somebody else, like Vance said, the alternative to Trump is horrendous. And it is the end of the world as we know it, as far as this country.
Hey, we got to take a break. It's the end of this segment as we know it, too. I know you're busy and you know, I'm sure have to go out and take the day off for your birthday. But Gene wants to talk you, too, about the debate. So will you hang on through the break?
I will hang on for Gene. If it was anybody else, I'd say, look, it's my birthday. I'm too busy. But since it's Gene.
All right. We'll be right back after this with the birthday boy on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
At 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica and Jerry show today, right now as we discuss the debate with you at 884-9910. Gene's hanging on the line, wants to check in. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling the show today.
Hi, Monica, and happy birthday, Jerry. I hope you have a very blessed, very wonderful, happy birthday.
Well, Gene, I got to be honest with you. Up until now, I think this has been one of the worst days of my life. And but due to your call, it's much better. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try to cheer both you and the president, if he's listening and can hear anyway, because I love him as our president, and no matter what, he's been through so much hatred. And, you know, you're out in the city, and you see these signs, hatred doesn't belong in America. Well, why did they hate him so much, and how did they get away with it when they say hate is a crime? Okay, they get away with it. They're hypocrites, and that's exactly how I feel about them. They're pure hypocrites. And other things that I won't mention. But, you know, like our city here, what are we going to do about Lake Tahoe? And didn't Obama, with the dollar driving around, and didn't Obama save all of those seats, those judge seats for Hillary to fill? And was it a lot of those women that went across against the judge that, I forget his name, Trump appointed, the last one? Wasn't a lot of those women going to be women that Hillary put on the circuit court?
Well, Hillary didn't put anybody on the circuit court, but I appreciate the call, Gene. Thank you very much. It's kind of hard to understand her there, Bluetooth or whatever it was, but appreciate the phone call very much.
She's always on the move. She's, she's always got us on and on the move. So, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us, and get back out there and sell this show.
So that's it? I'm done?
That's it. You're done.
All right.
Get back to work. Happy birthday, Jerry. This is your show, live and local. Whatever you want to talk about. You want to continue talking about the debate, that's fine. But we've also got some local issues to go through, and especially with the vote coming up. Early voting, of course, starts on October 17th, and it's already the end of September. Know the ballot questions. If you have not received your ballot yet, I haven't received my ballot yet, or my husband's, because I fill his out too. But just so you know, you can go on to the Secretary of State's office on their website, or you can just go straight to whichever county you live in, their registrar of voters, and the sample ballot is there for you to look at and start going through it. Because as we had a good point from Frank today, he did a little research on question four, which is about amending the state constitution. The word citizenship, yes, citizen, was taken out of the voting question, or was taken out of the list of things that all voters are required. Is that how they're getting around stuff? I don't know. The Democrats have the view that everyone who is in this country, living in this country, should be eligible to vote. That's just how the Democrats work, because they think that they have the illegals' vote. They may have the illegals' vote, but they don't have the immigrant vote, because legal immigrants hate illegal immigration more than anything else. You're already breaking the law. That's what you do. All right, we'll talk more about voting when we come back from this Fox News break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this post-debate day. Whatever you want to talk about, it's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I know how you're feeling about last night. I tell you, I watched it with our viewing party, and we're going to have a couple of more. So if you'd like to get hooked up on that, just be listening. I can't wait to see what's up next, because it's just going to be crazy. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is your station. If you would like to go on to 991fmtalk.com, that's our poll question of today. If 2020 were a movie, which one would it be? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, yesterday's poll question. Are you going to watch the debates? 82% of those participating in the question said yes. Wouldn't miss it. So let's grab a couple of these movies. A prequel to Red Dawn. Interesting. I like that. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's a given. And The Year That Never Was, a Doctor Who episode. I'll take that one. That really does sum it up, doesn't it? The Year That Never Was. Whatever your thoughts. All right. Talk and text line 884-9910. Also the email Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I really like this email. In the latest interview with Laura Ingraham, I don't remember what Laura said or asked, but President Trump's reply was to the effect of, there are people who don't like him, but it's not about whether or not he's liked. It's about what he does. Or action speaks louder than words. And President Donald John Trump, is a man of action. Mouthy, but he backs it up. Boy, ain't that the truth. Love that. Thank you so much. Voting, so important right now. We'll go over a few of the questions for the state. Questions 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, it's all right there. If you haven't received your vote on the Registrar of Voters website, you can go in and check your voting information. If you haven't gotten your media yet, or if you haven't gotten your ballot yet, you still need to go and start looking into these things. Because as I am getting numerous emails, especially ballot question 4, they're confusing. And I hate to tell you this, but they're written to be confusing. Because people are hoping you will choose the wrong answer that benefits them. Okay? I go by my simple standards. If it raises taxes, no. If it changes the Nevada Constitution, no. If it is questionable and I don't understand it, you have to be careful with that yes or no. Because sometimes they put it as yes actually means no. So they kind of reverse it on you. You have to read it specifically the way it's written and then try and figure it out. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Kimberly. Kimberly wants to talk about the voting ballots. Kimberly, thanks for calling into the show today.
Hi, Monica. I just really want to say really loud, hope you say it multiple times, if you're going to go in person and vote, you have to bring in your mail-in ballot or you're not going to be able to vote.
We need to get the, I'm working on a interview with the registrar, with the Secretary of State's office, because I have been told otherwise. If you go into the register, go ahead.
I went to, Cortez Macios had something out, and I went to her Facebook page. And it says it there. It doesn't even say times or anything else, but it says they're loud and clear. So I did check with some Republican people I know that are pretty involved, and they said, yes, you do have to bring it. So I'm really concerned that a lot of people show up without it. I normally throw it away, and they're not going to be able to vote.
Okay, see, because this is my understanding. If you go to vote in person, they will check the voter rolls. This is, early voting. If you go, they check the voter rolls. You haven't voted. You don't have your sample ballot. It's been destroyed or whatever, or your regular ballot. You can still vote. What vote gets in there first is the one that is registered. Okay? If it shows that you have already voted, you can contest that. But they can't keep you from voting. They can't keep you from voting in person because they can't make you take your physical ballot there, because if you haven't received it by October 17th, see what I'm saying? If you don't have anything to take in, they cannot keep you from voting.
So I'm just really concerned about this point. It's important that people know whatever the answer is.
Yeah, I say, vote in person. That's my preference. But if you have your ballot, take it in so they can destroy it. Don't let don't let ballots go into the trash, because these people are professional dumpster divers. And that's where they're getting ballots from, is the trash.
This is so scary. What a nightmare. I can't believe I've come to this.
I know.
So
it is sad. Kimberly, thank you so
much. Protect our country.
Exactly. Kimberly, thanks for the call. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to protect our votes. And one of the ways that you can do it as well is becoming a poll watcher to make sure that everything is being done properly. This is tough. It really is. Because when you've got a presidential candidate up on a stage saying that there's no voter fraud going on, sometimes you don't get the answer of the voter fraud until after the election. And that's what they're counting on. Because it seems like nothing, even though voter fraud is proven, it's been proven in the 2016, it's been proven in the 2018. Just look at the story coming out of Texas this morning. Nothing seems to change after the fact. All right. FBI has made arrests. They've arrested activists for fraud related to BLM funds, which we know are going to Democrat, well, pretty much Biden's campaign. So where is all this money going? We've seen the Project Veritas video out of Minnesota, walking around money, $200 a pop. If you haven't seen the Project Veritas video, you need to go find it and look it up and watch it. Because it is flat out proof. This is what, you know, long time ago, this is what the media used to do. Go out and find the evidence, find the proof. And this is what Project Veritas is doing now. They find the evidence and the proof. And that is talking with people undercover that admit they go out and they buy people's ballots, or they coerce the elderly into just giving their ballots to them. We've had a Democrat operative who has been doing and restuffing ballots for decades come out and say this is what happens. Four people have been arrested in Texas on a stack of felony charges. 134 felony charges against these four people because they were trying to rig the 2018 election through manipulating votes cast by mail. It happens in every state. It happens in every election for who knows how long going back. This is why is it important for you to protect your vote. Do not give it to ballot harvesters. If you know somebody, if you trust somebody, a family member, then by all means. If you don't know the person who's picking up your ballot, if you are in a convalescent center, a nursing home, do not let someone else take your ballot unless you know that person. Governor Sisolak couldn't even give us the peace of mind by making it a mandate or a law that ballot harvesters must be registered with the state. Couldn't even do that. Why? Because somebody would be held accountable. And we can't have that. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Grant this morning. Grant wants to talk about early voting starting on October 17th. Grant, thanks for calling the show today.
Hey, good hearing you, Monica. Love your show. What I wanted to bring out was that for Dayton, Nevada, they're going to have voting in person that will start on the 19th of October. And it's at a maintenance station off of at 34 Lake Street. So anyway, so people that don't have internet and stuff, they can, all they got to do is call the GOP and they can find out more information. The other thing is that I forget exactly what day, the 22nd or 23rd, in-person voting starts in Silver Springs. At the retirement center. So there is a couple of locations, but the thing I found amazing was that the 19th, when it starts in Dayton, will be the day I go because it's my birthday. So I figure that's a good omen.
That is a good omen. That is a good one. So, well, yeah. I have no doubt in my mind that you are going to vote. You're going to vote early and you're going to vote appropriately. So, Grant, happy pre-birthday.
Oh, okay. And then there's also some limitations, though, at that one in Dayton. They're only open from... They don't start letting you vote until after 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh.
So, but the one now in at the senior center, a few days later when they go, you can go at like, I forget exactly, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and goes from 10 till whenever. So it's different timing. And also the one in Dayton is only Monday through Thursday. No voting Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Mm.
So,
well, you know, it's understandable because there's only so many paid employees out there to go out and do these things and only so many volunteers. So they have to work the hours appropriately to make sure that everything is covered. So, Grant, thank you for calling in and giving that information. I greatly appreciate you. And that's the thing that Grant pointed out, a wonderful thing. If you have any questions, because remember, I'm working with multiple counties. I can't keep all of them straight. When I say early voting starts October 17th and runs till the 30th, at multiple locations, that's for Washoe County. Okay, so I apologize if that was not understood correctly. That's for Washoe County. If you have any questions on voting, early voting, you can, of course, contact the Registrar of Voters Office. You can go onto their websites, but you can also just call the GOP office for your county. They, you know, that's why they're there. You notice the offices of the party don't shut down and then come back. They're always there for you. So whenever you want to volunteer, whenever you want to get questions asked, go in, need some help, learn how to be involved in the party, that's where you need to go in your county. So whether it be Carson or Douglas or Lyon, get involved and then help others. I just got a beautiful email from a woman who lives in Douglas County. She's kind of recently there in 88, and I welcome her to Northern Nevada, but asking for a little help, and I will do everything I can. But also, when you're asking for candidates' choices, that's really hard for me. I can ask other people I trust, but I try not to get too involved with the other counties because I don't live in those communities. And sometimes the best person to ask is somebody who lives in those communities who have been there for a long time. You know, right now we've got the developers totally trying to take out Mark Gardner, which we'll have him on the air shortly and we'll explain that. But you have to know what's going on in your community. And I urge you to get involved. We'll be back after this quick break as we wrap up the program today. Hey, 10 to noon. That's all I get. So we get it done fast. 10 to noon every weekday right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. As we wrap up today's show and a little preview of tomorrow's show, we've got five ballot questions for the state. Okay, these are state questions. That means that everybody who is voting, who is legally voting, will have participation on these questions. There's a question on the Board of Regents. There's a question on same-sex marriage and altering the Nevada Constitution. There is a question on the Pardons Board. There's a question on voter rights. And there's a question, number six, on renewable energy promotion initiative. Now, number five, as you heard me say number six, because number five is intentionally left blank. You know, like that piece of paper, get the back of it, this page intentionally left. I don't know why they do that. But let me tell you, the one thing I want to talk about tomorrow is the Pardons Board. Because we talk about justice and people who have been properly imprisoned. improperly imprisoned. This is actually a big issue. This is a big question. And if you go through it, you'll see how people who are currently, you know, waiting on the pardons board, it's unacceptable. You know, we're supposed to have fair and speedy trials and equal justice. And when these pardons boards take forever to meet, it's ridiculous. It's like dealing with a homeowners association that, oh, well, we put off the meeting even though you want to have your, you know, front of your house fixed. It's just, it's ridiculous. If you've got a job to do, do it. So we'll be talking about that pardons board that it is state question number 3, if you want to look more into it. But we'll talk about it more tomorrow. Right here on your station, it's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And we absolutely love having you partake. Thanks to Nissan of Carson City for our poll question today. If 2020 were a movie, which movie do you think it would be? Oh, it's scary how it's getting into more of the sci-fi genre than reality. Have a great day. Love you. Take care of yourself. We're all we've got.